podcast.
Bring your friends.
Man, that sounds good, Coach.
Studio pass on it. I thought you would.
And we're live on the Rico podcast. And today's.
Yes, we are. Today, and it's our second.
It's year, our second year anniversary.
And Richard bought a box of chocolates.
I did. I bought him a box of chocolates and a Thai hooker.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
I'm that kind of
still, she's still in Thailand, but.
Dang, I would. Man, what do I get, bro? I was your first guest, dog. I'll get, okay.
My man, what do you want? Like, we got connections. What do you? What do you need?
A Thai hooker.
I'll get man. Give me a little hooker, man, or something.
We can get you a Russian one.
All right, cool, man.
You great one on sale.
God, no, it's horrible. G King, everybody. If you don't know who this dude is, you need to look deep into your soul and look deep back on our episodes.
Just rethink your life.
Just rethink your life,
yes.
Which we were talking to G, and I wanted to share this because if you look at a day like today, it doesn't say the date, but it'll tell you June 2021. The first episode we ever did was this dude right here. And the wild part about it is we did it in my Lexus while we were driving with the phone.
Back from St. Louis.
Back from St. Louis. You might not remember that you were exhausted.
Well, so were we, but
yeah, I think I was knocked out, man, on the way back.
Yeah.
It was
real cool of you, man, because like that episode is what like catapulted us and like drawed a lot of attention. Cause I was episode, we had thousands of downloads.
Oh man, that's dope.
Yeah.
Dude, telling you.
Congrats, that's why, bro. I'm glad that I could contribute. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. Nah, dude, you and everybody else, dude. And a day like today's June 14th, which this will come out probably today because it's a celebration.
Yeah, we have to put it out today.
But it's one of those things, dude, that I just wanted to thank you for that, man. Cause I know like you have a lot of stuff going on and like you didn't have to do that for us. Like
it was all good, bro. I mean that would be kind of mean to me to be driving on a road trip like I don't like I was doing anything else. I don't want to do your podcast.
No,
I'm good, bro. Just
the first one. I won't be on the first one.
Oh yeah, no. Bro. We only got like a 3-hour drive, bro. Yeah. I could be doing something else, man.
You could be on Tinder, homie. You could have been on Tinder.
I could have been said so. I came back to Springfield like what, a year later?
A month later. We did a show.
The city music, I think.
We did a show. No. We did a show, a private show downtown.
Oh, I thought you were talking about this. Didn't you?
Man, that was a month later.
Something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was like 2020. That was like 2022. Like it was like eight or 9 months later. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to check. But he came back pretty quick after that because you went to. I let you take the car.
I went to Kansas City. You were like,
I can't believe Richard did this. He's such a homie. I thought I was gonna get an N-word pass, but I didn't. But that's okay.
he didn't know the car was stolen.
He didn't know the car was stolen.
Or he would have gave.
I drove it all the way to Kansas City.
Yeah.
How far is that? Is that like a 2-hour drive? How long?
It's like a 3-hour drive, homie.
Yeah,
about 3 hours.
Damn. Yeah. Yeah, St. Louis, though, St. Louis is, you can make it in three. You can make St. Louis in three.
You can make it.
So which one is closer, Kansas City or St. Louis?
It's about the same. It's about like over 250 miles or 220 miles about, give or take. Let me see. I'm not lying to you.
I think Kansas may be a little bit closer, but not by a lot.
Let me see. City Drive. How many miles? Let's see here. Survey says 2 hours, 169 miles. And then to St. Louis is. Oh, miles.
No.
My bad. Miles.
Yeah. No. I feel like St. Louis is further drive than Kansas City. I don't know. Because I don't know. It seems like St. Louis is farther away.
St. Louis, 3 hours and 18 minutes. 224. So it's about an hour more of St. Louis.
I feel
like I got to Kansas City at a good time. Like, I was like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, it seemed like the St. Louis ride was a cool ride.
Yeah, Kansas City has a lot of shows. Arkansas, like, if you ever come down to do a tour, you should do Arkansas, Springfield, Kansas, St. Louis, and then you can fly out of either Kansas or St. Louis because it's cheaper, or you can do Arkansas, Texas, or Texas, Arkansas, Missouri. Like, that's one of the ways that a lot of people we know that do tours, they'll do, because they'll do, they'll try to do the Blue Room, or they'll try to do, what's Layton's? I'm so sorry, Corner Pocket.
Corner Pocket.
Corner Pocket, yeah. Which is at a bar. And then they'll go to Kansas to set up, like, at a Laugh, what's it called? It's Laugh something.
Laugh Factory?
No, it's not the Laugh Factory. The Looney Bin. I'm sorry. The Looney Bin.
Oh, okay. I heard of the Looney Bin. That's in, like,
Kansas.
In Kansas. It's in one. They got one in Oklahoma, right?
They have one in Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas, I believe. And then you can go to St. Louis, and you can do Helium, or you can do the Funny Bone.
Yeah, that's the only two.
Okay. Dude, I think you would enjoy the Helium Room, because your style of comedy, like, you talk a lot about, like, the family, you know, your family, your circle, the Harold stuff.
I've done the Helium in Portland. I've never done the Helium in St. Louis, but I went there. That's the club we went to. We went to St.
That's
Louis.
What we went to. Yeah. So yeah. Did we ever tell you what happened to us one time that we went by ourselves, like, late at night?
Yeah,
we went to Helium one night, yeah. And we, like, nobody knew us, so, like, everybody was like, these guys, you know. So we got on the list, and Eric goes before me, does amazing. Like, we still have those sets recorded, does amazing. And as you're coming out, he high fives me, and I whisper in his ear, "Fuck you," because I was like, I have to follow that. This is bullshit. So then I go, and, like, I struggle for, like, the first 5 seconds because I had written, like, a new joke about how I'm going to give everybody the best 5 minutes of their time. And it's 4 minutes and 59 seconds more than I give my wife. And, like, nobody laughed. And I go, and from the looks of it, it's not off to a great start, everybody. And, like, everybody laughs. And I did really well there. And then we're heading out. And this dude goes, "Yo, y'all want to do another mic?" And Eric's like, "Yeah, fuck it. Let's go." So it was in, like, the middle of East St. Louis.
Oh, that's the hood.
It's an all black crowd, and the dude introduces us.
When we first get there, we drive all the way there. We get there, and we're still in the car. And Richard goes, like, "We should leave." I was like, "We're already here. You want to leave now,
bro?" There is a cracker in the corner.
Of course,
like, literally, the dude was, like, in the corner going like this, and he looked at me. We made eye contact. I went like this, and he went, and he just ran. Like, he ran. He looked like something from Lord of the Rings. Like, he just, like, crawled out. Like, it was wild.
It was Smeagol.
So we go up, and it went really well.
You had good sets there?
We had good sets.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
We were surprised because everybody was just eating it.
Yeah, everybody that was white was eating it. I'll tell it how it is. Don't fucking bullshit them.
But that's dope, though, bro, because I always it's always good to do both sides, you know what I'm saying? Like, be able to, you know what I mean? Like, to be a well-rounded comedian, you know what I mean? To be able to go to the hood, and, you know?
Yeah, because I never...
Because we have to do it, you know what I'm saying? The crossover. Mm-hmm. A lot of the comedians don't have to come to the urban side, but we have to be able to do that, you know, and do the mainstream room. So it's cool to, you know...
It's also interesting to me because, like, a lot of my jokes is, like, about my life. And, like, when you talk about, like, child support and stuff like that and baby mamas, for some reason, it fucking resonates. You get it. You get the struggle. You understand.
Yeah, that's relatable in the hood.
Yeah, I don't have to, like, it's like your stuff, which, by the way, I wanted to congratulate you on that. You've got a few videos that hit, like, over a mil.
Oh, yeah. That's
about
right.
I'm still
chasing that, man. I had a little run that week. Was a hot week, man. Two videos I put out in within a week, bro. They all, one hit 10 million and the other one hit like 6.8 million on Facebook. It was crazy.
Wow. How did you come up with that? I've always wanted to ask you, like, how did you come up with the whole take? Because it's so, like the first time I saw you do it, I was like, "Oh, we call those in Puerto Rico Eduardo. El Eduardo."
Yeah.
It was like Eduardo. But you say Gerald. So I was like, Gerardo. Like, that kind of rhymes. But it's, like, so relatable. Like, they're behind them, like, "Yo, baby, can you PlayStation game?"
So I was seeing, like, it was like, I would see, like, little memes where it'd be like a guy behind a girl. And I was like, dang, I was like, that'd be funny to do a video. You know what I'm saying? Like the backstory to a guy. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody just sees the picture.
Yeah.
But and I have a cousin that's I had a cousin that I grew up with. He's always been that guy. He's that guy. Like he's like he knows like he's the original Take Care of Gerald. Like, yeah, it's based on my cousin, man. He always like since I know him since we started dating girls, he's always had a girl taking care of him. He's always had a girl paying for him. He's staying at the house playing a, you know what I'm saying, playing video games. I come, he's like, hey man, come by the house, and I come over there. It's his chick's at work. We chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like he got a chick right now. He does music. He moved down to LA. And he's staying with this girl in Calabasas right now. That's what he's staying with her, rent free, chilling, smoking weed. And a lot of guys that I grew up in the Bay Area, there are a lot of dudes are like that. You know what I'm saying? Like it's always a guy like, yeah, man, my girl paid for that. Or you know what I'm saying? It's just part of the culture. Like it's always been guys like that. So I just did one video and it took off. I had one video because I had a friend that I shoot content with. Mm-hmm. And we were just starting off. So we would get these girls that we were shooting with. He would shoot his skit with her and I would shoot mine. So he was taking a little bit long. He was taking long with his skit. And by the time I got to shoot with the girl, it was like, she was like, yeah, I got to go. She was like, you know what I'm saying? So I had to make it quick. So I was like, hey, I'll just do the skit where I'm behind you. And you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? You're paying for it. And you know what I'm saying? Yeah, this and that. And I was just going along with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I did it. And then it went like dumb. Like Instagram, everybody was like, oh, it's so relatable. Like, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? And then TikTok, it did good too. I'm like, oh, snap. And then so that was like the start of it. I was like, then my boy was like, he was like, man, you should do videos like that. Cause he was like, you like the boyfriend that's trying, like, you know, like basically, he basically said, I'm like the lovable loser.
With the guy that, lovable loser.
I'm like the lovable loser, like the guy, like girls, like I get girls all the time. Like I'll go on Facebook and I'll post like I was like, hey ladies, need to get you an unemployed boyfriend. Thank me later. And I was like, you know what I'm saying, just messing around with them. And they were like, yeah, they'll comment. It just kind of like they'll comment on the videos, like, and I'll be like, hey, how long? I posted some yesterday. I was like, how long? I said, ladies, have you ever dated if you ever had a guy that was unemployed, I was like, how long did you let him stay with you until you kicked him out? And the girls were like, oh, he stayed for a year, 6 months. I tried to get him a job. And you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I don't know, bro. It's just like it's basically a lane that hasn't been, it's my own thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's my own lane. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
Bro, it's like the reverse of Andrew Tate, bro. It's like, you're just preaching like, listen, let her take care of you because you're handsome. Like, just, yeah. You know, that's all.
And yeah, it becomes weird because guys never do that. Like, I knew this girl that she was living with a guy who used to be homeless. And it's like, why'd you start dating somebody who's homeless? He goes, well, I don't date people because of where they live. I was like, he doesn't live. It's like, what was the attraction? Because she was always complaining about it. She's like, he doesn't do nothing. It's at home. I was like, what'd you expect him to do? He was homeless.
Yeah. I mean, for some reason, man, girls are attracted to guys that are like, but the guys that are unemployed or like that, they're real attentive. They're normally funny. You know what I'm saying? They're like,
funny.
You know, I don't know. Yeah, funny.
Just funny. Funny. So funny.
You know, he's very, very entertaining. Very charismatic.
He's very.
You know what I'm saying? So, I just thought about a skit I might do about I might be like, it might be referring to the guy that's you know, like I might be on the way to her paying something, but I'm making her laugh. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you're so stupid. I'm like, damn, but then, you know what I'm saying? And she's cracking up. Is that she's smiling? She's paying. You know what I mean?
She's paying.
She's paying. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, have you ever done a video that the opposite? Like, some guy's driving by and he sees a homeless woman and goes like, "Oh yeah,
that's real life. That's not relatable."
I bet
if she takes a bath.
I've done things where I switched it up, where I would be like, I'll play with my audience. Like, I'll have moments where I'm about to pay. And they'll be like, you know what I'm saying? And then I was like, oh, babe, I got it. You know what I'm saying? I had one where I was like, yeah, I'll pay for it. And then, so when we're about to pay, when, right when I'm about to pay, I it'll be like a, I'll act like like when I'm about to play. Like when I did one where I used her card
that real
I
had slow. Previous. You went real slow, like you were like looking at her.
Yeah. Then I had one where I'm at the order, the bill, the waiter gives me the bill, and then she hands me her ATM card with her foot, like between her toes, like this. Yeah. Like this. So it's just my own. I guess I just got branded as the unemployed boyfriend ambassador. You know what I'm saying? Like
the unemployed boyfriend ambassador. Bro, that's merch right there, bro. How are you not killing it with merch?
Because my following, like, when I do shows, people don't. I haven't had people come into my shows because of the videos. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I'm still trying to build that. I'm still trying to build it up. I mean, I probably could sell them online. Like the people that follow me will be like, "Oh, you let me get one." You know what I mean? Like,
but, I think the guys that follow you don't have any money, so.
Yeah, it's gonna be the girls. But
wouldn't that be wild though that you post it and like a bunch of, because you can look at the receipts depending on the website you post it. And it's just all women. It's just
10% discount for women with an unemployed
boyfriend. 10% if you buy it for your unemployed boyfriend.
Yeah. Then I'm thinking about like doing. Once it takes off, like you know the character or whatnot. Because I really don't know like how it's gonna happen or you know what I'm saying. I just keep you know what I mean it's like people like it, so I keep posting it, but I don't know like. What it's going to grow to. Like, I don't know if it's going to be like one video pops and then next thing you know it, it's guys outside the comedy show hugging behind their girls. Like,
bro, that would be the dream right there. Could
like,
you imagine?
Like, the whole line of them.
Because the whole thing, all the guys holding their girl, like, you know what I'm saying? But it's like I feel like that whole thing is like, when people see a guy behind a girl, they send me videos and pictures. So it's something that, they identify me as, you know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like it's just a trailer. It's just a trailer. Like Instagram and the videos are just a trailer for my stand-up. So people be like, oh, take care of Gerald, do stand-up. Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to like grow it, you know what I mean? So it's just something.
That's smart.
I really don't know. It's just something I created. So I don't really know what the, you know what I mean? Like how it's going
to. Do you think that it could go to like movies and stuff? Because that's a very like relatable character for like any sort of movie, futuristic movie. That can be it. That's a relatable character. Like super.
Yeah.
You should do one like Richard does. He goes up behind his wife and rubs her back and just says, PlayStation 5.
Yeah. You should do one.
Still doesn't have a PlayStation 5, but.
In Puerto Rico, that's Gerardo. When I go to Puerto Rico in a few months, I'll let you know. I'm gonna find someone. My mission is to go to Puerto Rico and find a dude like, comprame eso, mami. Sabe, mami. Yeah. And just send it to you.
Hey, like my cousin's the real take care of Gerald, right? So he got kicked out a couple weeks ago. He got kicked out of his house in Calabasas. They got into it or whatnot, and so he had to go. He had to go back to the Bay. And so he was staying at my house a couple of days and he was like, man, I'm gonna have this chick come and get me. And I'm like, he was like, yeah, she'll be here like probably tomorrow or whatnot. And I'm thinking he's BSing me. I'm like, dude. And he was like, no, she coming. And then so I'm at the gas station. Wait, he was like, man, just drop me off here. She about to come. And I'm like, I'm thinking he's BSing me. So I'm like, no, I'll stay here and wait. You know what I'm saying? And some fine white girl pulls up in a BMW, bro. My cousin's like, all right.
BMW?
Yeah, bro, in a BMW. And then he takes my cousin wherever he has, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I was like, dang, he's really the real take care of Jerry. You know what I'm saying? Like, dang, that's crazy, bro. You know
where you see that a lot too, also?
California.
California all day, bro.
Dude, in the military, you see that all the time. You see dudes, you'll see someone like they you can tell that they married way above them, bro. Like way above. You can tell. And you'll see them on base, like when they're in civvies. Baby, can you go get me this? Yeah, that's all right. Bro, I'm telling you, you see that on base. You saw that. You traveled the fucking world.
Of course I see that.
Some poor lonely sailor that has an 8-pack and he comes back with like more money than more stuff than he can afford. It's like, how'd you do that? Oh, you know, the Thai chick, you know.
Yeah. Hey, the thing about it is that the lot of the skits I do just on I just do it on a drop of the dime. Like, I'll be at a comedy club, and I see a lot of that at the comedy club. So I'll be performing, and I'll do a skit real quick. Like, hey, I have a girl, like, pan. I'll be acting as if, I'll be like, yeah, man, I'm coming to see this dude, G King, man. He funny, man, babe. I appreciate you getting the tickets and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? But it's not me, though. Like, Take Care of Gerald is not G King. Like, I'm nothing like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm totally, like, it's a character. But yeah. People get a trip out of it because they were like, how do you get all these scenarios? Like, but I, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just, because I could write, so I just assume that this is how, you know what I'm saying? I just assume, like, this is how the scenario is going on with a guy like that. But, you know what I mean? I'm not like that, you know what I mean? So it's weird, like, how I could tap into that, but I'm not really like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're just guessing. I get it.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, man, I think this is what a guy, and I do the con. And the thing about it, I don't overact it. It's like, you know what I mean? It's just kind of like, girl, yeah, you get that? You got that? Okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't, yeah. I'm not, like, it's real kind of natural. Like,
Yeah, baby. It's only like a dollar for fries. Come on.
Yeah. It's only a dollar more, babe.
It's only a dollar more.
That's so relatable. Yeah.
And I'm always like, I just do one. I always like it's keywords that always get women triggered, and it's always like when I'll be like, oh, babe, I'll be like, we got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, babe, yeah, we got it. Like, you know what I'm saying? They be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, my girl got it. We got it. You know what I'm saying? They be like, we got it. You know what I'm saying? I did one. The one that did viral, the one that did 10 million, it's crazy, bro. I was doing a show at a barbershop, and after the barbershop, I was like, I had a girl and a couple of guys. I was like, hey, I shoot the skit. And he was like, oh, okay. It was like, and that video did the most. It was just so sporadic. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that video did 10 million, dog.
Wow.
10 million. I got paid for the summer. That video held me down, man. I was getting like 1500 a month, like just randomly, like just for like 4 months straight off that video.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it was some good money, man. I was like, you know what I mean? And then the key word is like, so I'm acting like I'm getting my beard lined up, and I'm like, so I get off the chair. I'm like, hey, babe, that's $40. And then so I get behind her, and I'm like, and she's like paying for it. And I'm like, I reach her. I'm like, she pulling out her getting the money. And I'm like, hey, babe, make sure you tip him. You know what I'm saying? And that video just like triggered, bro. It was like women were like, I can't stand a guy like that. Guys were like, you know what I mean? It was just like back and forth, like,
oh yeah,
you know. And then just the comments and the views started, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's it went crazy, bro.
I try to not. Don't be cheap, baby. 15%.
15%. Yeah. You guys giving me some ideas for my next video. My bad,
bro. I'm telling you, I want to see that in like other countries. I want to see Take Care of Gerald.
Oh, man, bro. I'm just ready for, like, all I need is, like, one person, like a Snoop Dogg or somebody to just be like, oh, take care. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just need the right person to repost something, bro, and it's over. Like, it's going to be like, oh, because they're going to go back and be like, oh, this dude been doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, he been doing all these videos.
It's that association thing. Like, not association. Yeah. It's horrible. It's like that.
It is like that because you'll think.
Well, it is, but there's a better way to say it, because that just sounds like you're not, because you want to collab with these people and you want to be close with these people to learn and gain wisdom from them. But I see what he means. Like, if Snoop Dogg, bro, I could see.
I'm just saying, like, one repost or one, you know what I'm saying, one somebody post something can like change everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, snap. Like,
yeah, that's
because I've seen it all this. I've seen it so many times. Like, I remember Tony Baker had posted a video I did during the quarantine, and I got like, you know, I came up like 1500 followers, bro. It was just like, oh, snap. Like, it was just like, and I had people like repost stuff, and I'll get like a lot of eyes on my page. Like,
so. Have you thought about going to Austin and doing shows down there? Because Austin is popping,
man. Right. I just came from Austin. Like, I was out there with Frankie about like 3-4 weeks ago. Like, Frankie Quiñones.
Quiñones. Yeah,
I was out there. I did Cap City, and the Friday, I was, because we were supposed to do Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, but Frankie, he had the headliner had to cancel the shows because he got a last minute role on Walking Dead. He had to film in New Jersey, so he's going. Oh, he was going. Wow. He was going to cancel the whole weekend, but he just decided to do Saturday. So he flew us out there Friday. So I got there like Friday, like one, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And so I had another partner that's blowing up from L.A. named Rene Vaca. He's a Mexican dude. Have you heard of him?
No, I haven't.
Rene Vaca. You got to look up. You got to look him up, bro. He does this. He does this thing where he brings people on the stage. And he has them hump the stool like with the leg. You got to do the leg like you hump it, but it goes crazy. It's been going viral, or whatnot. So I hit him up randomly. And I'm like, hey, bro, I'm out here in Austin. I might pull up to your show. You know what I'm saying? Just because I seen he had a show there Friday. Yeah. Yeah, that's Rene Vaca. Yeah, that's my dog. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
His last name is Pal. That's funny.
He's blowing up, bro. He's the next. He's doing his thing. And so and people keep calling me. Hold on. Frankie got a call to do the mothership.
Huh? Oh,
so damn. I was going to go to the mothership. So I hit Renee and was like, so I hit Renee and just told him I might pull up. And so I wanted to go to the mothership bad because I wanted to see Joe Rogan's club or whatnot. So Renee called me. He was like, hey, bro. He was like, it kind of worked out. He was like, hey, bro, my host of the show, Mr. Slight, he was like, hey, you think you can host both of my shows? So it was at this club in Austin. I'm like, ah, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, do I go to Joe Rogan's show and just watch people perform or do I go perform? So I ended up going to host those two shows. He shot me like $300-$400 to do it. That was cool. And then I ended up doing a weekend with Frankie, the Saturday show. So I ended up getting up like four times out there. So it was cool.
Nice. How was that show at the mothership? How was that?
We didn't do it at the mothership. Frankie just did a spot there on Friday, like I was hosting Rene Vaca's show. But Saturday we had a show at Cap City. It was called a comedy club called Cap City in Austin. Yeah.
I've seen pictures of it and it looks fucking phenomenal.
It's a nice club, dog. It's nice. I think it's only been a few years old. It's like brand new on the scene. It's like
less than a year.
Yeah, I think it's. They said it's like another Cap City is like another extension of like Levity. You heard of Levity Live?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like a new. It's like an improv kind of like, but it's like another chain.
Interesting.
Yeah, so they got Levity. They got a Levity Live out here near LA. It's called in the city called Oxnard. It's like real nice. It's like state of the art. It's like a dope club. I'm doing it on Sunday with Michael Blackson.
Nice. Hopefully
you heard it.
Hoping I know who that is. Yeah, I follow all your stuff, bro. I didn't know who Vaca was because I haven't seen anything with Vaca because I look at all your stuff.
But yeah, Rene Vaca is funny, bro. He has this one dude named they go on a tour together. It's a heavy set Mexican guy named Ken Flores out of Chicago, and they kind of been doing shows together, and they got a cool following, like. Yeah.
Dude, that happens to so many people. That happened to Corbin LeMaster. He's touring with Mark Norman now.
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
Dude, it's the amount of wisdom that dude has. Like, I sat down and talked to him, and he's like, he like knows so much. Like, there's a lot of business stuff that he's learned that it's just wild to me that I never thought about.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I met the one comedian that's blowing up. We were doing a show in Tacoma. And we were there Friday, Saturday, but we flew out there Thursday. He was there Thursday. Ralph Barbosa.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I met him on Thursday. I met him on a like an off night that we didn't have a show. And we were out there.
He's an interesting dude because I think, if I recall reading correctly, he used to have ties to like the Mexican mafia or cartel or something like that.
Yeah, his uncles were in the mafia.
Yes.
His uncles. Yeah, he got his family. His uncles are in the Mexican mafia or something like that. Yeah.
And I think there was like some sort of.
Sounds like Woody Harrelson's dead.
Ah, okay. I see the comparison. Yeah, that makes sense.
Wait,
yeah.
Woody Harrelson's dad was in the Mexican mafia?
No, not Mexican mafia. But no, he was allegedly had ties.
Allegedly, he was a hitman.
Yeah, allegedly.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Man. So,
dude, comedy and crime. I mean, you know Roy Wood Jr., those right?
Go in hand. Yeah, they go hand in hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know Roy Wood. I mean, I don't know him, but I know.
Well, you know of Roy Wood Jr.
Yeah.
Roy Wood Jr. has a one of my favorite comics.
Yeah.
He has a set where he talks about the Dopenhanger Dope Boys or something like that. I'm butchering. And he tells a story about how a dude, they did a comedy show and the dude couldn't flip the kilo. So the dude was like, listen, you can take a piece of the kilo or I can TransUnion or whatever the fuck was back in the day where they would transfer Western money. Union. Western Union. I can Western Union you the money. And the guy like pulled a gun on them. This is all like, and this is not happening. And Roy had changed someone's name on his phone to Mom. And he told the person, call me in a few minutes. He goes, no. And he just ran out. And then the dude that was running the show was like, hey, like called him like 50 something times. Like, hey, man, still waiting for you. We're going to save it right here. All right. I'll see you later. And then the dude called him because he told the story on radio. Mm-hmm. And the dude in the joke, he says the dude calls him while they're on the air. And says, hey, man, I got your fucking money. And then before the dude hangs up, he goes, will that be all? Thank you for utilizing Western Union.
And I was like, oh, snap.
Bro, you got to see this is not happening. It is so – Tommy Chong has a set on it about, like, what happened to him.
Oh, yeah.
And he brought it up and he told the story and, like, he tells it and this is not happening. Just exactly how he tells it. And it's fucking hilarious.
Oh, that's that show, the show on Comedy Central, right?
With Ari Shaffir. It's an old show. I think they did it at, like, a strip club or something.
Yeah, because
when there's
like a stripper thing there. And Joey Diaz has one about like Santeria. That's fucking hilarious.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Matt, and let me see. Mark Normand has one. Who is it? Tom Segura has one about how he almost Tom died Segura. Because he took too much GHB or LSD or something. I can't remember. And he like almost died because it had the dude that gave it to him. It was like dirty. It had like lighter fluid in it and like detergent and shit like that. So it's always when those things like that happen, like they're just so it's so different than doing out. Plus a lot of guys are selling now, they're selling like stadiums. Those guys are selling stadiums now.
Yeah, Tom Segura.
It's fucking wild to me.
Yeah. My boy Frankie did his podcast and he said that his following, like he was like he got hella followers from doing this podcast. It's like,
oh nice.
Tom Segura's podcast. Yeah. He said it's like a whole nother following. Like it's like dang. Like they're like, we're here for Tom Segura's show. Like he was like, damn.
I know a few people who've done Kill Tony and like everybody has a separate opinion, but we know a few people that have done it. They've gotten like a large following from doing it.
Oh yeah.
I know a few people there's one dude that I met, this young dude that was like he was like one of the first black dudes that I knew that got on, I knew personally. His name was Malcolm Hatchett. He did Kill Tony and he was blowing up or whatnot. And then David Lucas. You know David Lucas?
No,
he's always on Kill Tony. He's always on the shows with Kill Tony in Austin now. And they're always they're him and Kill Tony are all he be getting with Kill Tony though. He funny. They roast each other and stuff.
That show's so weird because
they actually had a guy in there who couldn't talk. He used his phone. I swear. He typed it in and I guess his play and
he murdered. Like he murdered. Like
it's a comedian.
He didn't say a word either.
It's a comedian that just he can't talk and he's just doing the jokes through that. Like that.
He just did the show through the phone.
Oh, yeah, he's
fucking phone, bro.
And the phone talks.
The phone talks for him. So he'll like tell a joke and he'll type it in. And it was wild to me. It was
and
wild.
He was roasting the whole time.
He was roasting Tony the whole time.
Yeah. He's like, da-da-da-da-da.
Hey, that's kind of fire.
Do you imagine, bro? Do you imagine? Like, no, like that's I just quit. Let's just.
I think AI is probably going to be doing that, bro.
No, don't say that.
No,
don't
AI does not have a sense of humor.
Don't you?
They're going to be doing their own stand up. Take
See,
your voice.
Here's the thing.
They will be telling all those why the chicken crossed the road jokes or knock knock jokes. And
here's the thing with AI. I'm not concerned about it until AI can like really do Facebook marketing. Once AI can do Facebook marketing, that's when I'll start getting scared. Because I don't know if you've seen all these scams on Facebook Marketplace, bro. It's like, hello, Richard. my name is so-and-so and da-da-da-da-da. And normally when you talk to a real person, they're like, ah, I can't take any less than that and blah, blah, blah. And then 5 minutes later, it's like, ah, I need to buy meth. I'll take it. So it's like when AI can replicate that, that's when I'll start getting worried.
I'll get worried when AI starts doing meth.
Hey, I don't need, hey, what my boy said, man, I don't need no one AI, and that's Allen Iverson. Hey, I don't need no one AI. Jesus Christ. I don't need no one AI.
Dude, so how did the whole thing with Frankie happen?
Oh, well, I've been knowing Frankie. I mean, we started in the Bay Area, bro. So Frankie's originally from LA. And then he went to school up in the Bay Area, he went to college out there. So he started stand up in Frisco. So we would always cross paths, like, you know, when I would go to Frisco, and then we would always be on shows together and stuff. And then so we had history, you know. And then when I moved to LA, he would have these little one nighters, and he'd be like, you know, and then he would just hit me to do guest sets, and I would pop in, you know, do guest sets. You know what I mean? Like he was selling it out, bro. It was crazy because when he first started doing it, it was a lot of like, he still has a big Mexican following, but it was like really hardcore cholos. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's where he started doing the cholo workout.
Yeah. But then when he dropped the show on Hulu and stuff, like his crowd is starting to be a little more diverse. It's like it's cholos, but then it's like, you know what I'm saying? White people, black people. I've seen it change. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so he would just hit me to do these little one nighters, and then so the guy that's on, it's another guy that was on the show that used to tour with Frankie. He's the creator of the show, this fool. So he couldn't really do the dates for Frankie because he was writing. You know what I'm saying? He had deadlines and stuff. So Frankie would just call me, and he's like, "Oh, Chris can't do it." He's like, "Can you do this night?" And I'm like, "Hell yeah!" And then so then when the show dropped, Chris couldn't do it. So he was just like, they had a meeting, and they were like, "Man, that's, you know, his cousin is like his road manager." He was like, "Man, should we go with G King?" And he was like, he liked me. He was like, "Hell yeah, G King's cool as hell." So he was like, "Hey." So then they just started, you know what I mean? So then I just started doing dates with them, you know, and that's how it happened. And, you know, but it's organic though. Like, you know, it's kind of organic. Like we knew each other from, you know, the scene, and then he started getting it popping, and then, you know, that's, you know, we start doing dates.
So you guys started out together, and he's like, "Hey, yeah, let's
yeah." He likes my comedy. He likes my comedy, and I kind of bring a different look than just all Mexican. You know what I mean? It's like a black dude. You know what I'm saying? And then
we were talking about that the other day on the phone, you and I. And I was like, dude, I agree. Because, like, that's the cool thing. It's funny you say that because that's the dynamic that we have. Like, first of all, the age difference, but how well we get along. And we've said this before. Like, if you think about it, I'm 36, Eric's 50. And I grew up in Puerto Rico, and for us to like go over the world and meet here, like it's a crazy thing to think of, but the dynamic works. Like,
yeah. That's
So it's nice to see it in with someone else that's a friend of ours. Cool, because dude, that's how it works. Everybody's got to bring each other up.
Yeah, man. I got a young comedian that I met like a couple years ago. And he was because LA is all about like it's all about, you know, clicking up with the right people, like a genuine, like an organic, you know what I'm saying? And y'all start hanging.
Yeah, it happens naturally.
So everybody that was kind of like doing video, I was trying to get in the skit, you know, get my skits popping, but I would link up with people, but they already had their thing going, and it's like you can't kind of like latch on something. You know what I mean? It's like you can't come in once they build it. Like, hey, let me. So I had to get with somebody that was like in the beginning, like me. So we started doing skits, and then, you know, that's how we started really hitting it hard. And his skits are like, bro, he's like, I think when we started, maybe like 2000, we maybe started like 2001. We started like the end of 2021, and he might have had like 35,000 followers, 35,000. But now he's like at 118.
Wow.
And like his videos are going viral, bro. Like it's like a million, like he get like a million videos, like he get a million plays like every video. He's like taking off. And it's like people be recognizing me from being in his videos, but he only really rocked with me because we started in the, you know what I'm saying? We started when nobody was, you know what I'm saying? So it's like a, we have like a, you know what I mean? Like, bro, we've been rocking, you know what I'm saying? So it's cool to rock with somebody.
It'll come. Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool to rock with somebody in the beginning. And then when they, you know what I'm saying? When, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's like he brings you along, you know what I'm saying? But you only want to rock with somebody that's been there from the beginning. You don't want to really rock with somebody that wants to come around once you have already, you know what I'm saying, put in the work. So it's like, you know.
Have you thought about, and this is something that I don't think I've been meaning to like tell you, have you thought about writing like a script for like a Take Care of Geralt series?
Yeah,
I would watch the shit out of that.
I had a friend that wrote me like a treatment to it. Like I got one episode. But I was thinking about going to AI and just being like, hey, write me. Going on the AI app and be like, hey, man, I need a script, man. Unemployed boyfriend. And just give them, you know what I'm saying? They probably have a whole. My boyfriend.
He would have to have a redeeming quality, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, what's his.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing that I think of is like, what's the redeeming quality that he's.
Well, he takes the money from the woman and gives it to charity. So.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I was like, do I make him? I thought about making Take Care of Gerald like a comedian. Maybe he's
like a persona, kind of like Dice Man and stuff.
Yeah, like he does comedy, and then you know what I'm saying, his girl, you know what I'm saying, like because most of these dudes out here are like that. They got, you know, they're chasing their dream, and then their girl's working. You know what I'm saying, and they're like,
yeah,
you know, I mean, that's normally how you know. So that's an easy. Maybe he's an artist. Rapper or something, because I've done a video where he's rapping.
Dude, no, I think, and this is just my opinion, right? And I could be crazy. I think the best way to do that, and this is just my opinion, is just like a comic. Like you're just a comic that's trying to make it, and you just have like chicks that just take care of you. And
yeah,
like,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
but there has to be like a redeeming quality, or you could just be a total asshole like that. I mean, that would work.
Nah, but Gerald doesn't never treat the women bad. Like he's, you know what I'm saying? He's cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? He has his motives, but he does it in a nice way where they're like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, but it's like, he's a dirt bag, but he's a good dirt bag. Like Gerald, you know what I'm saying?
Dude. Yeah. I would love to see that. And it's just. It would just be him doing comedy. Like it would be like him at the house, you know.
Like I'm could be like I gotta go to work. Babe, can I use your car? I got the show. She's like, I gotta go to work, Gerald. Like, man, I promise I'll bring it back right after, you know what I'm saying? And I pick her up late. She's like, you know what I mean? Like this stuff.
What would he do with the
mean?
Money?
Like, with the money?
Yeah, if you make money doing what would he do?
I mean,
buy her flowers.
He does everything to keep it, you know what I'm saying? Everything to keep things cool around the house. Like he's cooking her food, babe. I cook, you know what I mean? Like, oh, Gerald, like he does, babe. I got your, you know, I got your clothes off the cleaner.
Yeah, I got you your favorite meal.
Yeah, he's doing laundry, you know what I'm saying? He's doing everything. He's doing everything, but not working. You know what I mean?
Would he do foot massages too? I mean, there you go.
All of that. He's doing foot massages, back rubs.
This dude's a Gerald. Chiropractor.
Yeah, Gerald.
He's a house husband.
He's a house husband. Bro, that's what we need.
He's doing everything to disguise him not having a job. Like, she's like, oh, you know what I mean? Like,
you should do a video of him and he's with this girl, but he doesn't know she doesn't have any money.
She doesn't know she doesn't have any money. That's
hey baby, can you pay for this? I can't pay for this. What? Yep. What? I thought you asked me out. What?
Hey, well, he was like, hey, I'm about to go to the bathroom real quick, and then he leaves.
Yeah, go to your thing here. We can pause it right here.
Hey, I'm about to go to. I do one where she's like, babe. She comes home. She's like, babe, I got something to tell you. I'm like, well, what's going on? She's like, I lost my job. I'm like, oh, what? Like, you lost your job? Like, I mean,
I'm
you know,
moving out.
You're not gonna be able to fund this, baby.
won't be able to fund, dude.
Or instead of him getting a job, instead of, you know, normally a dude will be like, if a girl lost his job, you know, he would try to contribute and probably he would probably start trying to apply for a job, But instead, he's like, babe, we gonna get another job. I got you. He's sending out resumes for her. Like, instead of him, he needs to be looking for a job. But he's like, man, babe, I got this. They're hiring. Oh man, you can get this job. Fits you so good. Yeah,
baby, you can change brakes. You can change.
But it's so hard to paint that picture in a reel, because a reel is only like a minute and 20 seconds. You know what I'm saying? So I got to kind of.
Yeah, that's true. I would just had that thought that like they're both out to eat, and then he goes like, he gives it a check and he slides it over to her, and then she slides it back over to him. And
yeah.
I don't know. I'm easily amused. I thought that would be fun.
Man, I might shoot a skit today. I'm performing at the Hollywood Improv tonight.
Tonight.
I got a show tonight. So I might do like a skit. I might have a girl meet me there and shoot a skit, like a guy, like her paying to get me in the comedy show. Like, it's just, I don't know.
That'd be kind of cool. He's talking to her the whole time up to the in the line, trying to get
but he's making her laugh.
Yeah,
but she's laughing, but like, oh, like she's not even thinking about it. Like she's paying. She's like, oh, Gerald, you're so stupid. Like, oh, right here, two for him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like he kind of has her in the. She's just laughing. You know, she's in the good. She's not even tripping off that. She's paying.
Yeah. She's in a good mood.
She's just laughing. Like, I'm like, babe, remember, hey, I start getting into, like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, just the disguise, me not paying. Hey, babe, like, I mean, she always pays, but he wants to put her in a good mood when she's paying.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah, she's like, babe, you are so stupid. But nah, babe, remember that dude wear that one shirt that you was like, she's like, he's like, let me get two for man. Man, you're crazy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I might shoot that tomorrow. I might shoot that tonight. Just be like, man. So I might be behind her, like, babe, remember that time?
Yeah. That would work. I like it.
Yeah. Cool. It'll be like how your unemployed boyfriend be having you laugh before you
before you pay.
While you're paying. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good concept.
This is why he makes you laugh.
Yeah, because it shows his personality. Like, he's, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It was so stupid. Hey, but when I get home, you know what I'm going to do to you, girl. Let me get two for me and him.
Hey, babe, I like that.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot that one. I'm going to shoot it.
Two drink minimum, and I want four.
Yeah, two drink minimum. He'd be like, make sure it's a two drink minimum. Oh no, that's cool. Me, my girl, yeah, we got it. We ain't tripping.
I would like that.
I'm gonna shoot that tonight at the Hollywood Improv. I was telling
you,
I got a show at the Improv tonight.
Is that where you ran into Ian last time?
No, I ran into Ian at the Comedy Store.
I was talking to him the other day, and I had mentioned you. And he goes, yeah, I think that's the guy that's got a lot of bitches. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, the Gerald guy. And I was like, yeah, that's him.
He knew me from the videos?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's from the video, but he remembered you from that. Because I talked to him. I'll talk to him like occasionally, make sure he's good and everything. Because he texted me. He's so nice. And I was telling him. Cause someone found a picture of me with him, and someone like messaged me going, "Hey, are you friends with him?" I go, "Oh yeah, we know each other. Like, he's come to my house and hung out." And they were like, "What's he like?" And like, I couldn't find a better way to say he's a black British dude that does comedy.
Wait, so I was Ian is British?
I think he's either British or Jamaican or something like that.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Because he talks about it too. He's actually, let me fucking, I can't believe I'm doing this. It's fucking IMDb. British Jamaican.
British Jamaican.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I thought he was just a black dude.
Yeah. No. God, no.
I thought okay.
Yeah, no, you can hear it in his voice too. Like the accent doesn't come out as often.
I mean, now that I think about it, he does sound, you know what I mean? He don't sound like, you know what I'm saying? He don't sound like this, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
That's true. That is very true.
That's like saying that every Puerto Rican should talk like this, you know, yo talo así, you know, tu entiendes. Nah,
when I say that, I mean like American, like, you know what I'm saying? Like the Black American. Like, hey,
like
bro,
the Black
American. Like the Black American, yeah.
You know, hey, bro, where we going after this? Oh, man, I don't even know, man. We're going to probably just...
Bro, he's vegan. Probably... Like, that shows you how, like, non-Black, non-American Black...
But nah, but it's vegan. A lot of Black people that are vegan, man.
What?
It's a lot of Black people.
How can you say no to fried chicken and steak?
Man, it's a lot of Black people, bro. A lot of Black people that I know are vegan.
Is it the cholesterol?
Especially in Hollywood. Kevin Hart just opened up like a vegan restaurant out here. Like, three of them. It's called Hart. Hart. Yeah, he got a vegan restaurant, right? One right off of Sunset Boulevard, and then he has one in like Inglewood. Yeah,
Travis Barker has one.
I actually want to try out his vegan restaurant just to try it. You know
why that is? I think.
Oh God.
Kevin Hart got it because he was tired of getting the Happy Meals at McDonald's.
Oh my God! What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? Are you trying to put a target on our back? He's like part of the fucking Illuminati comedy, motherfucker. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm just saying, he's tired of ordering a Big Mac and he gives him a Happy Meal.
What's next? You're gonna shit on Dave Chappelle?
I was just making casual conversation. You brought up Kevin Hart and his vegan restaurant. Yeah.
I was just at a party a few weeks ago with Dave Chappelle, bro. I was gonna ask you about that.
What's that like? Because I've had friends who are comics that'll be somewhere and he just fucking shows up and they were like, it's unexplainable. The room just changes.
Yeah, I mean, but Hollywood, bro, lately, since has been summer. But it's been a lot of stars out, bro. You just be like, I mean, it's kind of like in LA, it's so common to see stars that people don't really be like, oh, they just, I mean, they may like look and like, oh, okay, I'll take that. You know what I'm saying? Like just the gym that I go to, I was working out at, Chris Brown was in there playing basketball. It was just like, oh, Chris Brown.
Oh,
like,
you know, okay.
Playing, he's you know what I'm saying? He was just playing like pickup games, like in the, you know what I'm saying, at a it's called at a LA Fitness, and it was just like he was hooping, but it wasn't like people were like, oh, like rushing him or can I get an autograph. It was just like, oh, okay, like, you know what I'm saying, it's like it's LA, so people are kind of used to seeing stars. So
that's how it is when I do jujitsu and I go somewhere and like there's a celebrity,
it's still like you acknowledge them, like, oh, because I know the guy that works the door at the bar that I was at. And so I was talking to him, and then Dave Chappelle just walked by. I'm like, oh, stop, Dave. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, you know what I mean, it kind of like, it's still like, oh, that's Dave Chappelle, but it's just like, you know what I mean? And then Dave Chappelle was like, it was crazy because he was in there, and then they cut the music down, and then he got the microphone and he started talking. And then there was this one random white lady that just kept talking, like she just kept like. And he was like, hey, lady. They was like, hey, can you let Dave talk? Everybody was trying to, like, shush everybody. And then the lady just kept talking. She was hella drunk. She was like, Dave Chappelle. He was like, hey, lady. He was like, he said, hey, I need to be quiet. Can you be quiet? Because he said, you're going to realize when you get home that you overtalk one of the best comedians to ever walk the earth. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody wanted to see what he had to say. You know what I mean? We're like, hey, lady, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's just let
shut Dave the
Chappelle.
Fuck up.
Yeah, like, we don't want to hear you. Let Dave Chappelle get off what he got to say. You know, and he just started like rambling. And then they were like, you know what I mean? He was like, you guys could have been anywhere, but you're here with Dave Chappelle. Enjoy the moment. And I was, you know what I'm saying? It was cool.
One thing that kills me about stuff like that is people immediately like pull their phone. Like that just
fucking,
you see it a lot instead of enjoy the moment.
I was that guy. I was like, hey, but I don't do it for like, you know, I just do it to like post for
something. It's a nice thing.
I just do it for content. Like, oh, I was, you know, like, oh, snap. G King was in, you know. He was in the bar with Dave Chappelle. You know what I mean? Just like Hollywood. Cool.
I saw that and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Like that's
Dave Chappelle was there, Little Rel. He's always there. I see him Sunday. I was there last Sunday. You know Little Rel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I seen him. Tiffany Haddish is there.
Are they? They're not from Cali though.
Man, but they live in they always go to that bar, and I always see them. Oh, Tiffany Haddish.
So it's like their whole. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a regular bar, but people like it. I mean, because on Sundays is a popular day because they play it's called OG Sundays. And they play like music from the 70s and the 80s. Like they'll be playing Prince, they'll be playing some Teddy Pendergrass, they'll be playing some OJs. Oh,
wow. People just so show up
Yeah, and it's dope, and it's like a cool vibe. You just be in there, be like, you'll be in there, and he'll be playing, "You're my darling, darling, baby." You'll be in there like, "Hey," you know what I'm saying? But it's a popular night on Sunday, you know what I mean? You'll be like, and then I like, it's one song that I like from, it's El DeBar. You know El DeBarge, right?
Yes.
Mm-mm, I don't. You got me there.
Well, that's El DeBarge. El DeBarge has a brother that sang in a group called Switch, and that group has one of my favorite songs. They always play it. It's called "There Will Never Be."
Oh, Switch.
Switch. It's a group called Switch, and it's a song called "They'll Never Be."
I remember El DeBarge.
Yeah, but he was in a group. They only had like one album, and they were like they were called Switch because they can all play different instruments. So in the middle of them playing, they'll be switching, like they were playing the trumpet.
Okay.
So it's called Switch. Cool. So they were
I think oldest thing that I remember is Earth, Fire, and Water. Do you remember?
It's Earth, Fire, and Wind.
Earth,
Fire, and Water.
Hey, my favorite group, Earth, Fire, and Sun. They were killing it.
Earth, Fire. By your powers combined, I'm Captain Planet.
Earth, Fire, and Water.
You know what that is? That's mud.
I just want to be somewhere that Bad Bunny pops up and I just sit there and talk in Spanish with him. That's it.
Man, they said Bad Bunny is like the biggest artist in the world right now.
He's the biggest Puerto Rican artist in the world right now.
Literally, man, they said Puerto Rican, he bigger than everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, he's
Bad Bunny. Big. Bad Bunny showed up to the Choliseo and he sold out all two or four shows that he did. Oh, my sister went. It was like wild.
Didn't he sell out like 2 hours the whole?
Oh yeah, within like a few hours. My sister got a press pass, so she went, and she was like it was wild. Like there was people on top of people on top of people, like wild. Like I saw Bert Kreischer here, and the only empty chair was the ticket that I lost because he couldn't make it. He was snowed in. That was the only empty fucking chair in the entire fucking spot here in town. Was the chair next to me because he couldn't make it. He was stuck.
No, I would have been down here, but I couldn't even be out of the driveway. I was like,
I'll do it army style. I'll just fuck my sound there. Like,
that's funny. Yeah.
But dude, that's what people do now here. They'll either go to those two spots or they'll go to the Galois because it can sit the Galois sits like 1,000 people.
Is it 1,000?
Yeah.
It's like 1,000. Yeah. Bert Kreischer did it and he sold out like all shows. That's just wild. Like to me, like the, It's crazy to me that you live down there and you've been so successful down there. Cause it's like, I hear a lot of people go, man, I went, but it's just, I just couldn't maintain.
Oh, yeah. I have some friends of mine that are comedians that I just like, it's like, you know, they don't get booked as much. You know, it's like, dang, they're like, where you at? I'm like, I'm here. They like, you know, I kind of be like,
but you're always working.
Sometimes I'll be like, man, I don't want to like, you know, be bragging. I'm like, I ain't got no shows today, but I got a show. You know what I mean? Because it's like,
You
don't want to be like working material though. Like you always, like I always see like a video or a picture of you at a mic. Like, is there that many open mics to work out? Is there that many spots?
Yeah,
to work
out down there? It's a lot of spots, but when you first move out here, you go to all of them, you know, but then you start being like selective. You're like, cause you know, you got to go to all the mics to figure out which ones you like the most. But the one that I like the most is the Fourth Wall. That's like my favorite one to go to.
Okay.
It's a mic called the Fourth Wall. They got one in Hollywood and they got one in North Hollywood. And I always go to the one in North Hollywood. That's my favorite one to go to. And I go there and work out. And it's not like what working out in front of like an audience. It's comedians. we work out in front of each other. Like, it's like 10, it's like a sign up of like 10 comedians. And then we just go, you know what I mean? We act as if we're the crowd, and you know what I'm saying? And people, and it's funny because people go up there and it feels like you're really working out, you know what I mean? Cause you know, comedians, some comedians come out of there and they feel like they bomb, like dang, but it's like, we're the crowd, but if it's not funny, we just like, you know what I mean? If it's funny, we laugh, you know what I mean? So it's like a real feel of a show, like, you know what I'm saying? So you could kind of gauge what's funny and what's not funny.
Yeah, there's one time there was Adam Gable was there. We did that cigar show. And he laughed. I told a joke and he laughed. He laughed so hard, I guess he put his hand up, he broke his glasses.
Oh, damn.
I was like, man, I don't even have to win an Oscar now. Bam. I'm boom. Boom.
Yeah. Boom. That's a dummy. Yeah,
Eric is bold, bro. Eric is bold. Go ahead.
Whenever you get a comedian in the laugh, then normally, you know, because they don't normally, comedians don't really laugh. I mean, it's hard for me to enjoy a comedy show because I'm always like, you know, studying, like, oh, how he did that. You know what I'm saying? Before everybody's laughing, I'm like, oh, okay, I see how he did that. Like, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'll be like, oh, that's funny. I mean, that's how I'll be like, oh, snap, that's funny. But sometimes a joke is funny and I laugh, like, but it feels good when I'm at a show and I'm laughing, like, you know, like, where I'm laughing as if I'm not a comedian, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, exactly. It's always a good laugh. It was one show, bro. My boy on Monday, he did a show for OnlyFans. OnlyFans is doing, they're doing comedy content. So I went there to meet with the producer. They do it like once a month. They do it in different areas, like different parts of the country. And they do one in LA. And they paid them $6,000 to do it.
Oh, wow.
Have you thought about doing a dry bar, like a dry bar special?
Man, somebody had hit me about doing that. Dustin Chafin just
did his, and we had him on the show.
Yeah.
And his has sold fucking phenomenally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know somebody named my Mexican partner in the Bay named, his name is Dennis Gaxiola. He did one, and he said he still gets booked off of it. Like, he was like,
Dustin Chafin, we just had him when he just finished recording it, and he said it was a phenomenal experience. I mean, mm-hmm. Shane Smith did one.
Yeah.
It was Shane great. Joey ILO did one.
Oh, yeah.
And when he did his, he was in pain because he had like broken something and whatnot. So it was like crazy. He told the story on the show. This was like in the beginning. And he was like, dude, they're so good.
Yeah, he couldn't even hold his mic. He broke his.
Yeah, so he's like shaking and stuff like that.
And
so,
people thought he was nervous, but he's like, no, my hand was broke.
Yeah, it was something like that. I think. So, dude, you should definitely, I'd kill to see you do a 30.
Yeah, man, I got it. Hey, you know what's crazy, bro? My tapings that I've done, I always felt like it's like I never have I never kill. Like, I don't know. But a taping never comes out like a show. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's never grabs the energy of just, you know, just doing it. I don't know. It's like when you bring cameras and it just, I don't know. I never feel like I had a great taping.
My favorite set of yours that I've seen was the one you did for Heart of the City. It wasn't Heart of the City. Was it Heart of the City?
Which one are you talking about?
The one he did with Kevin Hart.
That's Heart of the City.
Yeah, Heart of the City. Like, my favorite joke that he has is he talks about his cousin that's always a cheapskate. He goes, man, can you get me, because like tickets are, you know, one for 10. They're $10 each. And his cousin's like, man, can you get me the hookup? And it's like, hey, man, called them. They said 2 for $20. He's like, yeah, that'll work.
Yeah. That's my cousin. My cousin really liked that, bro. He's always like tight. Like, man, bro, what's up? You know what I mean? Like, he don't ever want to pay. I see him at Kevin Hart show. Or, you know what I'm saying? He pays for all of them when it comes to me. But I said his name in the special. I mean, when I did the Heart of the City, so they were like, you know what I mean? I'm like, man, my cousin Brandon, and you know, he got a kick out of that. You know what I mean? So I said his name or whatnot. I didn't realize like a lot of my family is like tied into my comedy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my cousins take care of Gerald. You know what I'm saying? I talk about my brother. My brother, at one point, he was going through his menace time, and he went to jail. And I talk about him writing a letter, and then he only went to jail for like 3 days, and then by the time he mailed the letter, and then when he got out, I was like, "What's this?" And he was like, "Oh, that's that letter I wrote you."
Oh God,
that's that letter I wrote you, and I was like, "What, bro? You wrote a letter?" He's like, "Yeah, I just."
Did he get a tattoo also? He was like, bro, you got a tattoo?
Oh, man, that's funny.
Time, man. That was in D block.
Yeah, so I it's funny, bro. That joke kills, but then like I have new jokes. Like it's funny, bro. Like if I have jokes that kill, and then I'll be writing newer jokes, and then I'll be focusing on the newer jokes, and I forget about the other jokes. And I got, you know what I mean? It's like it's crazy. Like I'll be trying to, you know, I don't know, I'll just be trying to create new stuff, like, you know. Like I got a joke
you're
about
killing it though.
Yeah, bro. Like a lot of I try to remember the older stuff too, because it's like, oh, I can, you know, bring that back. You know what I mean? Or my boy say he used it as like a comedy drawer. Like you go, like, oh, I can grab something out of there. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like,
oh, yeah,
you know, like, oh, let me go back to let me go back and grab some stuff out of there. But I, you know, it's always it's, you know, I always be feeling like the audience be like, you know, it's new audiences. But I always, I'm always insecure, like, oh, they might have heard that, or, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know,
yeah, I know. I had a friend of mine that picked him up from jail. He was there for 24 hours. I picked him up from jail, and he gets in the car, and he's speaking with a Spanish accent. I was like, you know you're not Mexican, right?
That's funny.
What did they do to you?
Jesus.
I was like, that's weird.
Eric is a wild card. Like Eric will, most people don't know this, but like before we do an episode, like we'll try to write jokes to try to tell the guests. Cause we're like,
yeah,
we know where to navigate the conversation. And
he's lying. We have no idea.
It's all improvised. And when we had Tommy last, he wrote a joke about the shoes.
Oh yeah.
So Tommy has these kicks that are out. And Eric goes, I'm gonna ask him if they were made in Mexico and if Cheech's family used it to jump the fence.
I didn't say the last
one. I was like, bro, no balls.
No.
So throughout the thing, I'm like, yo, you got something? You got something? And he like wouldn't say it. And then towards the end, he goes, so were those made in Mexico? Fucking idiot. Tommy goes, nah, man, in China. It's like, God damn. Yeah, it's hard.
Labor is cheaper in China.
Labor is cheaper in China.
Yeah.
Dude, it's been awesome having you, man. I really appreciate you doing this, brother.
It's all good, bro.
Dude, it's always fun to see you, and we'll have to plan a trip to go down there.
Oh yeah.
I think things are settling down, and like tickets are going down super, super down. Like you can get tickets from LA to Kansas City for like less than $200, less than $100 sometimes.
Oh, so for real. Yeah, somebody was telling me like that it's kind of cheap, that the flight's been cheap.
For Kansas, you can fly from Cali, from the Bay Area, or from SF for like less than $200. Like you can fly to New York from Kansas City for less than $200.
Kansas City seems to be cheaper than
cheaper than everywhere.
Cheaper in St. Louis or Springfield.
Yeah, super cheap. So it's like we're trying to plan some stuff. But dude, I appreciate you doing this, man. Before we head out, can you give everybody the dates and the shit that's upcoming with you, boss? So like everybody, and where can everybody follow you and keep laughing,
man,
with you?
Man, y'all can follow me, G King Comic. Everything G King Comic, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Comedian G King. I got a show tonight at the Improv. I got a show at the Laugh Factory on Monday. Sunday I'll be with Michael Blackson at Levity.
Monday the 19th?
Yeah, Monday I'm at the Laugh Factory. Sunday I'm at Michael Blackson. And then Friday I got some church shows I'm doing Friday and Saturday.
How are you liking those?
I started off doing church shows. I mean when I first started I was doing church shows too, so I do those too, you know, I get that money too. And I got a show at Flappers in Burbank Friday. Okay. So after I do my church show on Friday, I got a show there that Friday night, and then I got a headline spot at this club in San Diego called Mad City. It's called Madhouse Comedy Club.
Oh, okay.
And then I go next weekend I got a show in the Bay Area on that Thursday, which is the 22nd, with my boy Malik. And then I have my family. Yeah. Then I have my family reunion next weekend. So I go up to the Bay. So I go up to the Bay for that. And then when I come back, I got a show at the Comedy Store on that Thursday. And then Friday, I do a spot in Arizona at Stand Up Live, a one-nighter. And then Saturday, I got a show in San Diego. And then nice. July is kind of my July is kind of light right now. I don't know.
July, I guess.
Yeah, July is kind of light.
Busy though.
But I do the Houston Improv at the end of July, so that's cool.
Dude, you gotta. Oh, I'd nice. Love to see you on that traveling show that Ian and his homie do. There's like a traveling.
Oh,
show
Paul Aaliyah. Yeah, that's
Paul,
my homie.
God bless Paul. Yeah. Man, I love that dude.
Yeah, Paul, so hella sweet. Cool, bro. I just seen Paul like a week ago at the Improv.
Dude,
I see him. I see Paul all the time. I was just hosting a show about a month ago, and I brought him on stage. I was like, "What's up, Paul?" Like, Paul's hella cool.
They're super nice. Well, dude, stick around after this. And for everybody listening, thank you for the continued support. Here's to another year. Today marks the 2-year anniversary.
Man, happy anniversary, guys.
Thank you.
You guys gonna hug after this? Be like,
no, we're gonna try and get people to join the Patreon. What we're gonna do so we can
smoke celebrate. Y'all gonna go smoke some cigars?
Probably. That's adorable. Yeah, of course. To everybody listening at home, man, Giovanni King, dude, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank
boss.
You for coming.
All right, bro. Always, anytime, bro. I appreciate.